Let me repeat. Good afternoon, everyone. That sounds better. So, how was the lunch today? It was good? Not good? Good. So then it's going to make our job tougher. Right? Okay, let's get started. Do we have to wait for a minute or two for everyone to join? Can go. Okay, let's get started. So welcome to the session. This session is on extending your network to Azure using ExpressRoute. So my name is Lakshmi. I'm an Azure Technology Specialist with Microsoft. I have with me Paul John Leverty from Singapore. He is a partner sales lead for Asia for ExpressRoute. And we are joined by our partner Tata, Hari Nair from Tata, who will be taking us through their experiences on ExpressRoute later during the session. Sounds good? Okay. So how many of you here have heard of ExpressRoute? So should I put it the other way? How many of you have not heard of it, ExpressRoute? Wow. So now you have heard of ExpressRoute, right? Right. So after this session, we expect that you go back and then extend your network to Azure using ExpressRoute. Right? Probably yes. Yeah? Great. So let's get started. So before we really get into, this is a quick look at the agenda on what we will be covering for the next 55 minutes. So really, before we really go into ExpressRoute, right? So I just want to take a step back and frame it up as to where ExpressRoute is coming in. So as you would all know, hybrid cloud vision and strategy is fundamental to Microsoft and Azure. And this simple graph over here tells you the reason why, right? So if you go back to 2010 and look at the number of applications on cloud for any enterprise, probably 100 or so. And if you fast forward to 10 years later, you would probably find around 200 plus applications on cloud, right? And many of them might be sitting on premises. There will be a bunch of applications on premises as well. And there will be new applications that are coming up that will be there on the public cloud. So there will always be customers will be moving on a lift and shift basis to Azure. But the point is this, at any point of time, you'll always find a cloud applications as and a mix of on-premises applications as well. True? So let's be interactive, right? This is a post-lunch session. So let's make it interactive. Please be interactive. And let's make it interesting. So this is going to be a packed session. So if you have questions that you really need answer on, please feel free to ask. But if you can just have it hold and ask it at the end, that is something that we would prefer to, because we have a lot of content to be covered. Right? So the point is this. So we always will have a mix of both cloud applications and on-premises applications. And that is why hybrid cloud is so important for us. And ExpressRoute is a fundamental technology that builds the plumbing of pipe between your premises and cloud. Right? So before we really go into the details, what are the options customers had till today? Let's look at the options customers had till today, and what were their experiences? So we had this awesome concept called virtual networks. Anybody familiar with virtual networks? Okay, can you, sir, gentlemen, please, can you explain what is virtual network? Sorry, I'm not able to hear.
The virtual network is, you know, we need to connect between two VMs in an Hyper-V. So it's basically communication.
Sorry?
It's basically communication.
Okay. Sure.
It's a network which can be done virtually without having hardware devices over Azure platform.
Great. So good, two good answers. So virtual networks is a concept wherein you can have you can create a trusted boundary in Azure through a virtual private network, okay? And inside this virtual private network, you can deploy virtual machines, cloud services with web and worker roles and so on. So we had this concept, and if you want to connect back to your premises through this virtual private network, what would you do? So there are two technologies which will help you do this. That is, first one is the site-to-site and the point-to-site, right? So we have this site-to-site VPN technology which runs on an IPsec, which uses the IPsec protocol to connect back to your premises. And the point-to-site, again, does the same. The basic difference between these two are the point-to-site is for POCs, wherein you can have an individual server or your PC connect to Azure virtual machines, virtual networks. Whereas with site-to-site, you need a VPN device wherein you can install it in your premises and then connect it through a secure channel. Both these are secure, no doubt. So they are used for different purposes. One is for an enterprise purpose, and one is for POCs and a standalone remote computing. Agreed? Now, basic common thing between these two is both these take the internet route. So if you want to connect from your premises and transfer your data from your premises to Azure, this is going to take the internet channel. So the pathway is through the internet, right? So that is where ExpressRoute comes in. Now, ExpressRoute is, again, a point from site-to-site connectivity, but it is a private channel. So you get a private dedicated channel for you to take your data from your premises to Azure. And again, it's more secure in the sense because people don't really trust internet, right? Customers say, okay, it's all internet, so how do I track my packets? So if I want to send my data, the network packets cannot be tracked, and really you can't trust it, right? So in that way, this is more secure, and that is one of the key differences. The other difference you would see is on the bandwidth. So you really cannot predict a bandwidth on an internet channel, right? So you want a dedicated bandwidth when you are working with mission critical workloads, and your customers are going to ask you, okay, hey, I have my mission critical workloads. What are you going to really do to secure and give me a predictable performance? So all these we don't really get when internet is something not controlled by us. So this is what customers have today. Customers have, when they want to connect to their internal branch offices, they use the local WAN, right? They use a private network to connect to different branch offices. And when they really want to connect to Azure, they use the public internet, right? So it is all over the IPsec. No doubt it is very secure, but you cannot really track it and you cannot control it with limited bandwidth. So this is what you will get with ExpressRoute. So ExpressRoute makes your Azure get into your WAN and sit in your private network, which means you will have Azure as part of your branch office. It will seem as if you are working with, you are connecting from Office A to Office B when connecting to Azure. Of course, whenever you connect through ExpressRoute, yes, 1 minute, sir. So the traffic has no way to get into the internet, so it's all the private channel, so it doesn't touch the internet at all. And of course, you get a very fixed bandwidth from us, which means you have a very low latency and you get a greater availability as well. Yes. No. So it's a plumbing pipe. We will come to the intricacies of how you will connect. Okay, just wait for a while. Thank you. So the question was if what should you need for having ExpressRoute. So we will come to that in a while. So this is what you have with ExpressRoute. It provides a dedicated connectivity, which is completely private, secure, and high bandwidth between your premises and Azure. Now, the first and foremost, predictable performance. How many of you had come across situations wherein customers ask you, hey, I'm looking for 10 milliseconds performance, but I'm not able to get this in my applications, right? So many times, and you can't really have an answer because it's all over the internet, right? You really cannot have a control over it. You cannot really predict on what's going to be your internet traffic that's going to be at any point of time, right? And that is the first and foremost. So you have a predictable performance, and this is going to be my application performance that you can commit to your customers. Second is on security. So as I said, many customers don't trust internet. Means it's not easy to say that this is what I'll get from internet because it's completely common for everyone. So in that aspect, it's a complete private channel, so it's secure. Thirdly, on the throughput. So IPsec channel is crypto heavy. So when you have your data passed from your premises to Azure, it's going to be taking a longer time and it's crypto heavy. Whereas when you do it through Express Route, it's a network peering that you do. So you're peering with your network with a connectivity provider who in turn peers with Microsoft network. So that's what you will be doing with Express Route. So there is no crypto heavy parts involved, and all that you will have is a complete dedicated channel. We will come to that. I'll talk about what is there and how you connect. So once you see that, we will have those questions, right? So this is on the on what the Express Route service is all about. Lower cost, because if you are looking at moving hundreds of VMs through the internet, so it's definitely going to be very expensive for you. Compared to that, if you take the Express Route channel, this is comparatively a lower cost. So moving on, these are the most critical workloads that you can think of when thinking about Express Route. First and foremost, storage backup recovery. Every organization, every enterprise looks to have a complete strategy on storage backup recovery, right? So everyone wants to have a proper setup done for their storage backup. And Express Route enables this. So many times, I have my DR site on Azure. Now, how do I get RPO objectives accomplished? So these kind of questions keep coming up, right? And this is one way that you can really have a clear RTO, RPO objectives given to your customers. Dev test lab, just imagine, so you have a big lab of 200 VMs, and you are going to do a movement from Azure to premises and on premises to Azure. So is it so easy over internet? No, it's really difficult. It's going to take a hell lot of time. And with your private channel, this is going to make your work simpler. Big data, so Hadoop kind of workloads, high performance computing, it's naturally a thing that you cannot do it over an internet. So internet easily, you cannot pass on hundreds of GBs over the internet. So that is, again, a workload for Express Route. The media, so if you want to do a live streaming of an event, right, worldwide event, you can't have your internet, can't completely depend on the internet. So at any point of time, there might be inconsistencies in performance or even in the streaming. So the same way Express Route is helping here. Hybrid apps and productivity apps. A common thing for every enterprise, SharePoint applications, intranet applications. These have, you might have hybrid model, say your dev server sitting on your premises and your app and front-end service on Azure. So such kind of ones, if you want to have high performance and on each of these in these applications, you would go for Express Route. So a quick comparison on what you get with an IPsec VPN of site to site and what you would get with Express Route. So first and foremost, what does a site to site VPN really provide you? So it enables you to connect virtual networks in Azure, right? So it's all the compute part, right? So you can connect a private channel to, you can have a virtual network on Azure, and then you will have your virtual machines or cloud services inside that, and that is what you can connect through IPsec VPN. Now coming to, and that is again through the public internet. Now for Express Route, we have two distinct models here. One is the exchange provider model, and the other is the network service provider model. The first is exchange provider. So what we mean by this is, if you have your infrastructure co-located in any of your the facilities like Equinix or Telecity, what Telequinix or Telecity provides, Microsoft, we have our network inside these localities. Okay, so we have our sites inside these locations, which means that your connection to Azure network, it's going to be just a point-to-point connection. It's just a cross-connect away. So you will just connect from your infrastructure in these colo facility to Microsoft's network in the colo facility. Got it? So this is on the exchange provider model. Now coming to the network service provider model. So how many of you use MPLS providers as your for managing your WANs? Only one? Most of you would, right? Great. So is it not simple and straightforward to extend your MPLS WAN to Azure instead of having to do bringing a lot of hardware into it and then making some major configuration changes? Instead of all these, you can just extend your WAN provider to manage Azure as well, right? It is more simple and straightforward. That is what you get from an NSP. An NSP model gives you that flexibility wherein Azure is added as a node in your branch office, which means just as you would access any other office in your branches, you would be accessing Azure as well. It's a complete trusted boundary with no single point of failure, and that is how an NSP is designed as well. So any questions till now? Bandwidth?
Does Express Road also have any bandwidth limitations?
Bandwidth, yeah, we will come to bandwidth.
Okay.
So this is on the connectivity. So how do you really connect? So you have your premises and you have the Azure. Now, what is it in between? You have the connectivity provider in between, whether it is an exchange provider or a network service provider. And you have a dedicated connectivity which will go and peer in the Express Road peering site. Now, we always provide redundancy as part of Express Road. What we mean by this is you always have two routers in a redundant fashion deployed at any point of time, right? So which means you will get a 99.9% of availability SLA inbuilt. You don't need to do anything else. And there are two routing domains that will take your data to Azure. The first routing domain is a private routing domain, which will connect your data of private data, say compute data, from your premises to Azure. So this can be virtual networks or virtual machines or cloud services. So such kind of private connectivity is possible through the private peering, primarily for the compute. The second is on the public services. The now storage, media services, websites, SQL database, all these are on the public IP, right? So you can access it through a public IP channel. So these services get through the public routing domain. That's what we see here, and the traffic is completely isolated between these two, primarily for security reasons. So you have your core network inside your premises, and you want to connect to Azure's virtual machines alone. It's completely isolated, so it's a peer-to-peer connection, private-to-private connection, isolated channel. So you don't even need to NAT, so there is no NATing for a private peering. And so this is, you can just consider Azure as your back-end infrastructure office. So that is how it is with the private peering. With me so far? Is it so boring? Great, thanks. So let's move on. So as I told you, this availability is built in with Express Route. So as there will be two routers, both at our edge, which is the Microsoft's edge, as well as our partner's edge, which is either an NSP or a exchange provider partner. Now, you'll have four BGP sessions established to the question that you asked on the connectivity, right? So you will have four BGP sessions established and BGP takes a secure channel, and that is how you get connected to Azure. I didn't get you, sorry. Yeah, so you, quality of service is not something that we provide. Okay, this is something you'll have to work out with the provider. So from the provider, so either the NSP or the exchange provider. So these are, we'll come to who are the partners with us. So you can work with the partners and get your quality of service or any kind of encryption.
So you would be giving support on that, right?
So we will look at who are all the partners. Just hold on.
Okay.
We have a lot of more slides to go, yeah. Yes. I didn't get, sorry, can you give a mic?
The express route, what we are talking, is between our company premises to Microsoft data center.
Yes.
Is that correct? Or it is for the entire service of Azure? What I mean here is, in case there is a connectivity fails, mm-hmm. then what will happen to, if the switch over to the failover site?
So the express route complete service is provided in a partnership model. So as you see here, there is a connectivity provider in between, right? So from your premises, there will be a connectivity provider. Either it can be a Equinix kind of exchange provider or an NSP, like a WAN provider, like the telcos here, like Tata or Airtel or any one of those. So each of them will help you in connecting your services to Azure.
No, I understand that.
Yes.
See, till from my company premises, mm-hmm. I have established a connection to
Microsoft
data center.
On the whole, you will get an availability SLA of 99.9%.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm saying in your data center fails. There is a chance where your data center fails.
Yeah, you will. So you want to have a high availability scenario or a disaster recovery scenario?
Yeah, yeah.
Disaster recovery will come to it, okay?
No, basically, his question is the route, express route is between customer and to a particular data center region.
Yes, right.
Suppose if the data center region fails, what
happens to... We will talk about
to...
the disaster recovery part, right?
Okay.
We will be covering that. So so as you see here, there are two routers, and this is a must. So this is nothing that you will have to have. Both the NSP or the provider connectivity provider will have two routers, and we will also have two routers. And there will be four BGP sessions established. Now, we were talking about the peering part, right? Little more technicals on, so how do you really do the peering? So I was telling about the private peering. So when you come to private peering, it's the core services. So it's a non-netted core service that we are talking about, which means your private cloud, private machines that you have, your core network in your premises is connected to Azure virtual machines. That is what is the private peering part. So it's a direct-to-direct connection. It's a point-to-point connection. So there is no netting. There is no need of extra security. It's already isolated. And it's completely secure for you. It's a complete back-end infrastructure for you. You can just consider that way. Now, coming to the next one. So from virtual machines, in general, by default, the connectivity is there already for the internet, right? So you can access internet from any of the virtual machines by default. Now, however, you can go ahead and have a policy around it saying that you don't need access to internet. And how do you do that? You can have a routing policy right from Azure through the express route circuit and then have it routed through the proxies. So you can have a policy and routing policy which will ensure that whatever policy of your organization is followed for access to internet. Now, there might be cases wherein you want to access the public services like storage, SQL database, all these from Azure, right? So in such a case, what you would do, you will have your, again, public peering thing routed through express route, have your policies, have a security device or something in your customer's edge, and then have these policies built in and then access these public services. So it's a complete control that you get, which means you have the complete control of routing what should go where and how your policies should be enabled in your Azure services. So that level of control you get from Express Route. Sorry. Now, a quick look at the difference between the exchange and the network service provider model. So as I told you, customer should be in the colo facilities. That is what is the exchange provider model about. It's a point-to-point connection, just a cross-connect in their own location. And in case of NSPs, it's the VPNs provider, and it's a multi-point connection, which means it's a another branch office. I was telling you, it's another branch of Azure. It's another branch office in your location. That's all. And you can see the different bandwidth options ranges from 200 to 10 Gbps for exchange provider, and starting from 10 Mbps to 1 Gbps in case of NSP. One second. So, and the pricing and data transfer, it's a little different on the pricing models. If you have an unlimited data transfer with NSP, and you have a throughput-based tiers with the exchange provider. Routing, so this is something that you'll have to remember. As a routing policy, the customer is responsible for the routing to be configured in case of an exchange provider. And in case of next network service provider, this is managed by the NSP or the telcos. So that is a very some important difference that you will have to remember. Availability, both have high availability. It's just the responsibility of the customer to have two routers deployed in their premises. And in case of NSP, that is managed by the NSP itself, himself. Moving on, there was any questions till now? Yeah.
From an NSP point of view, can I have connectivity from two different NSPs to your Azure data center?
Come again, sorry.
Since I'm connecting to your Azure data center, from an NSP point of view, can I, let's say, take one route from Reliance, one route from Tata's to get to you? Because right now it's only one connectivity.
Yes, you can do that. You can do that. You can do that. Any other questions? Okay. So just a quick look at how the experience will be on when you want to connect. First and foremost, for a customer, he has to have an Azure subscription for sure. That's the first step. And then he signs up for ExpressRoute. Once he signs up, the next step is he has to figure out which NSP he wants to go with, right? Which is the partner which is going to suit for him and to go with. So he chooses the partner on the connectivity provider and then asks for the connectivity. So in return, he gets a secure key, okay? So he gets a, what is a secure key is, it's a unique identifier between the three parties, the customer, Microsoft, and the connectivity provider. So at any point of time, if you want to really check the circuit and really identify the circuit, this is the only way you can identify. So secure key is very important. Once he gets the secure key, he passes it on to the WAN, which is your NSP. And now it's all from the with the NSP right now. So he has to configure the BGP routing, and then he configures it. And once that is done, the customer links the services. And then you have the connectivity to Azure. Got it? It's a it's just a very simple cycle. So it hardly takes, if you ask me, if you have everyone, all your checks done, and if you have your connectivity provider in place, it's, it probably takes maximum of half an hour to 1 hour to really set up a complete connection. So we will just go through that. And the only difference between an NSP experience and an EXP exchange provider experience is here the WAN will set the routing for you, the BGP routings for you. In the case of exchange provider, it will be the customer who has to take care of the routing, peerings and everything. Questions? Interesting? Yeah. We'll just take one or two questions, and after that, we'll have to move on.
Do you have a slide for pricing?
Yes. Pricing, yes. Please wait. Yes. We are all here. We will come to that. Okay? So how do you contact the network service providers? So you contact Microsoft, and we will also tell you who are our partners that you can work with on whichever is the location. According to the location, that will change. We will get to that. Okay?
One question, please. Here. Is the BGP only choice of peering as a protocol?
It's a BGP routing only.
Only BGP?
Yes, it's BGP routing.
Okay.
So let's look at a quick demo. So we have a pre-recorded demo because this is going to take quite a bit of a time to really show you the complete provisioning. So first and foremost, you use the PowerShell to get all the available providers. So this is the PowerShell commandlet, which will get you the provider list. And once you get that, you get the which provider you want to go to, right? So you get that bandwidth and whichever provider you want to choose. This is on the US regions that we have seen right now. The recording is with the US regions, so you can see the Equinix and service provider there. So then you create the circuit. So the new Azure dedicated circuit creates your circuit. And after this, if you see here, you get the service key. Are you able to see? So this is the 16-bit service key. So once you get the service key, and you will have to, now this is now you have got the service key, and from Microsoft, now you'll have to contact your service provider, whether it is Equinix or an NSP or whoever it is. So in case of an NSP, you will give this service key and then just wait for provisioning. In case of an exchange provider, you will provide the service key and also configure the BGP peering. Okay? Now, so once you get that, so you will have your NSP or your exchange provider tell you that the circuit is provisioned, right? So you can cross-check it using the get dedicated circuit. So if you see here, you will see that it's provisioned, right? Once you have this provisioned, the next step is to go to the PowerShell in case of a exchange provider model where you will have to do the peerings. So this PowerShell command is very simple, and it's very simple and straightforward. All that you have, it's already available in MSDN. You just need to copy paste and change the service key. The service key first, and then you'll have to provide the private and public subnets. Then your ASN number, the VLAN IDs for both private and public. And then this command will create you the complete peering, so BGP peering. So you create the BGP peering, and then you run this script. So once you run this, you will have the BGP enabled, and you're all set, okay? And what you have to do is, the next step is just go and create your virtual network in Azure, and then try to test it. Now, this is the same that you would do in any kind of site-to-site VPN. You would have created any number of times. So you just create a network, give the name here, and then choose the region. Then move to next. So the only difference here you would see is you will have to check the box of use express route. You will use express route, and then give your local network. Now you'll have this VPN device IP address also. So now this is going to be a dummy number, dummy IP address right now, because we are working in changing the UI. But for now, you can just give any kind of IP address here, because you are not anyway going to use a VPN device here. And this address space is for your premises address space. So you just need have a note of it, so that when we check it, it will be easy for us to really cross-check. So this is your address space. And then you give your address prefixes. It's a three-tier application, so we'll give the address prefixes for, we'll create the subnets, the application subnet and the data subnet. And also, you will also create a gateway subnet separately. And all done. So you are now all set to have a complete virtual network. The only thing that remains is creating the gateway. So go ahead and open this configuration. Go to dashboard, and then say create gateway. So once you give that and confirm, your gateway is now created. So we are all set, which means you just have to link both the services. We have the express route circuit. We have a virtual network. All that remains is linking these two. So you go to the PowerShell, and you already have a key. So you just retrieve the key, and then copy the key, and then create the dedicated circuit link. So you give the service key here and give the virtual network name here, which will create the link both. Now, once you have created the link, so all that remains is testing it out, right? So you are just create a virtual machine inside the virtual network that you just created. Very simple process as go ahead, create a virtual network, specify the name. Specify the password. Next. And have the DNS name and the virtual network. You will be selecting the virtual network that you just created. And this is all the same that you would do for any virtual machine. That's it. So your machine is provisioned, right? And now switch over to the express route local network, which means you would want to connect to the machine, right, that you just created, and then try to test the connectivity. So go to the express route VM that you created, take the internal IP address, and then let's try to do a terminal service there. So, and then log into the machine. Now you see here, this is the machine that we are in. We have gone into the virtual machine from the Azure virtual network, and now we can try to ping the server which is there on premises. Okay. So this is what you see from the ping. So if you remember, this was the IP address we saw as the address space. And you can see the latency, which is almost very close to 2 milliseconds. We don't promise this kind of a latency, but you can somewhere very get closer to this, at least lesser than 10 milliseconds. That's the kind of latency you can expect. So that's it. So that is on the demo. Okay, and so let's look at some of the scenarios. Quickly, let me go through the scenarios. The disaster recovery was something we were having it. Okay, so let me quickly get through the scenario. So if you have a disaster recovery thing that you may need to accomplish, so you have two virtual networks. So you create two virtual networks in two Azure regions. That's something that we recommend. And then have your express route circuit in these two. So even if one fails, you'll have your second circuit up and running there. Backup is one of the core scenarios where you will have the DPM backup is now supported, so you can have your DPM backup up on Azure using Express Route itself. So again, tens and tons of GBs moving through the internet is not going to help. Express Route is going to help here. It's a simple solution. Taking your on-premises Store Simple is all aware of Store Simple. It's a cloud integrated storage solution. Which is specifically which we have from Microsoft, which is integrated with Azure. So if you have a Store Simple and device in your premises, you can have it integrated with one of your exchange providers, and then have your storage up on Azure very easily, very quickly, instead of depending on the internet. Again, a very valid scenario for ExpressRoute. I'll hand it over to Paul now, who will go get through the partner ecosystem.
Thanks, Lakshmi. Yeah. Thank you. Am I connected? Can you hear me okay? Yeah, okay. I won't dwell too much upon this, and please, at the end of the session, try and catch both Lakshmi and I, and we can answer any questions, because I'm interested in the time to get Harry onto the stage, who's kindly going to come on to talk about our partnership with Tata Communications, specifically for India. So, in terms of where we are with our partners currently, so we have two partners who provide our exchange provider program. They are Equinix, and it's also Telecity, who's based in Europe. In terms of our network service provider, we've been working with a go-to-market strategy now for the past 8 months with the key telcos at a global scale. And you can see from the slide up there, one of our key partners, particularly for India, is Tata Communications as well. But certainly, if we kind of take a bit of a deeper lens in terms of where the locations that we currently stand up the Azure services to date. You see, we've got 8 locations in the US, 2 in EMEA, and 4 in APAC. Now, What we're trying to do as well is we're going to be enabling another region, particularly for Australia, for Melbourne, which is coming up in the next coming months, and notably when India becomes online as a regional data center provider, they will also be added to the list. So our partner and our strategy is quite simple. We've been working with the tier one telcos at a global scale because these are our key partners who can stand up the service and transact and ensure that we can connect natively from an MPLS backbone WAN infrastructure through ExpressRoute in order to address speed issues and also any latency issues that customers are requesting, particularly at a global scale, in order to stand up the service. So what you'll also see is that this partner ecosystem will somewhat grow exponentially as well over the next 12 to 18 months as we start onboarding additional partners as well as working closely with our SIs. The commercial constructs for ExpressRoute was quite simple. One of the key takeaways that I do wholeheartedly ask you, particularly those who are considering ExpressRoute, both from a customer and also within the Microsoft kind of sales teams. There's two providers as such. We have the exchange provider who have their own model, and we also have the network services provider who have their own model in terms of the commercial constructs as well. Exchange providers, one of the prerequisites is that you must have infrastructure stood up in their data center in order to leverage and connect ExpressRoute through their service. With our network services provider, like Tata as a primary example, they would have done all the hard work in terms of provisioning the circuits, establishing connectivity, and customers, all they need to do is determine what the user case is, what that workload is, and how much connectivity they need at a circuit layer in order to stand up the connection speeds. So certainly, what we're kind of seeing across Asia as a whole is that the specific scenarios and user cases which are addressing these speed and security and latency issues. So like Lakshmi said before, we're seeing for disaster recovery, particularly with the Azure site replication services that we've got for business continuity. We're also seeing for media services as well. Specifically, one organization we've been working closely with in Hong Kong, a large media entity, have certainly grasped this technology to try and increase their ingestion times for mezzanine files and also use our compute horsepower in order to do the transcode and encoding to kind of serve a whole multitude of form factors. And likewise, we're also starting to see like a big data as well, particularly where these siloed data marts that sit within our enterprise customers and how we can leverage this technology to speed up the connection between the two entities or the several entities from there on. One thing that we've also announced, which was done at the turn of the year, is a special promotional offer, which is something which only our NSPs can sell as of today. Now, our partner ecosystem have their own offers, so there's two kind of buying vehicles for this. The first piece is that you stand up and you subscribe to Azure, and then you decide which particular partner you wish to work with in order to stand up the ExpressRoute service based on the circuit speeds that you would require. But certainly from an Azure perspective, we're giving the 10 meg promo away for free in order to allow our customers to consume the services quite readily, but work quite tightly with our partners in order to kind of stand up the services as well. So any questions about the commercial framework? I'd like to hand over to Nari, who's the Vice President of Tata Engineering for India. And Harry's going to talk about the ISO product, certainly how it integrates into ExpressRoute to give you guys the flavor in terms of how this partnership's going to kind of bear fruit for the Indian subcontinent.
Harry. Thanks, Paul. Okay, very quickly, what we'll do is a quick introduction of Tata Communications, and then we'll probably jump into what we specifically do for ExpressRoute. Now, in terms of numbers, just a quick slide, Tata Communications pretty much as a wholesale voice provider and a lot of enterprise voice providers, enterprise customers connect to us for voice. We switch close to one in every 10 voice minutes across the globe. So any international voice, customers who are doing a lot of dial out to international locations, every 1 in 10 is something which we do. We carry close to 24% of the world internet backbone on our network. So that's quite unique, and tied to that is, you know, we have we are unique in the sense that we are in the top 5 ranking on the internet backbone in all 5 continents. I mean, so that, you know, you have US service providers who are ranked up in the US market, but when it comes to an India market or an Asia market, they are at a lower ranking. So what's unique about Tata is that, you know, we are in the top 5 across the world. In terms of mobile and, you know, mobility, we connect to approximately 1 in every 2 mobile providers. They run on our backbone. And in terms of network, that the uniqueness is that we own capacity. Okay, so we own the subsea cable systems. I don't know if you know, there are 8 cable systems which leave India. We are either the network administrators or we own and manage 6 of them. We own capacity on 2 others. So in terms of global backbone and connectivity, we are second to none. And that's where, you know, Gartner has qualified us as a global leader. And, you know, we are in the leader's quadrant. We are the only Indian company in the leader's quadrant there. We're very proud of doing that 2 years in a row. And we are one of the youngest people in that area. So, you know, very quickly, look at the portfolio. In terms of services, we do provide network services. We have data centers around the world. We have data centers in the US, Europe, Asia, and a lot in India. And this is something which kind of complements the strategy you may have of, you know, having a data center, a colo infrastructure, along with the Azure platform in your hybrid hybrid architecture. In terms of voice and unified communications, number of services, and in terms of content, we do a lot of activity with media companies in switching content. In terms of one of the most critical factors of express route or you know, a private network is security. You are going to be putting your you know, data center in the cloud, and security is one of your prime concerns. We have heard that, and we have an entire stack on managed security, which kind of addresses the network architecture and addresses security in the cloud itself from a network perspective. So that's something which we do, and we have our own cloud services. Now, why ExpressRoute, or for that matter, any kind of private connectivity? One of the things which we have been listening to, you know, in the last 2 to 3 years is that, hey, I can go on the cloud and put my infrastructure on the cloud, but my users are accessing, you know, you have connected me on MPLS, and what do I do with the MPLS architecture? Can you change my network architecture to suit the cloud environment? If you really look at it, your MPLS, you know, most of the enterprise MPLS is pointing towards, it's almost hub and spoke, pointing to a data center. I mean, would you agree with me on that one? I mean, most of your offices are directly connecting to 1 data center or 2 data center. Now you are creating a new data center, which is in the cloud. It should be easy for you to just put that data center up, and that's the, you know, the benefit of cloud, and enjoy the same set of security and, you know, security features. So that's something which has been going on, and not only that, I mean, it's not just infrastructure, it's the SaaS providers. So there is, you know, HR putting its own applications, marketing rolling out its own applications, a lot of shadow IT activity which is happening, which was creating a lot of problem for our customers. So what Tata specifically did for that is, you know, we decided to create a platform. What we call it the ISO platform. The simple logic is that we pre-connect all the cloud providers. We have connected to all cloud providers as well as all you know, service and software as a service providers, so that in terms of you trying to get to these providers in a predictable manner, then we can provide you all this as a platform, okay? And that is, we have three flavors of it. We call it public, private, and internet WAN. Private is what we are talking here. That means you're having a private connectivity between your individual, you know, offices to the centralized, you know, cloud service provider or cloud data center, yeah? These are the number of locations where we have pre-connected. It's approximately 50 and growing, where we connect around the world. We have pre-connected to these sites so that we, if you have a data center in any of these locations, we are just a cross-connect away. And we will be able to assure that the quality of service, someone asked a question on quality of service, quality of service can be completely assured, okay? So you're as good as, you know, when you're going into the cloud, now you're going to have a new data center in a cloud environment, which is connected via MPLS, has the same benefits of MPLS, and, you know, all those services, reporting, you know, SLAs, all those are taken care of, yeah? So I think Lakshmi covered a lot of it. One of the things which we, you know, have quickly kind of architected here is we have pre-connected in a certain way with Azure. We have a completely redundant architecture. Of course, you know, they're showing a single layer 2 switch out there, but it's completely redundant. In terms of architecture, and it's connected to multiple data centers. So customers who are even, you know, taking a DR service from Azure, they will have the capability of enjoying that same, you know, completely redundant infrastructure. The good part is that in all the locations where we are doing this connection, we are in the same data center with Azure. So it's not like we are in a separate data center, and it's part of the core architecture. So that's something which you can do. In terms of the final architecture, it may be slightly different for every customer because your architecture and your kind of application, if your end offices are going to access the application, there could be slight variations in that, but that is something which we can definitely work with you and help you in that architecture. Yeah? I'm sorry, am I going? Okay. That's, I think, I've gone far ahead, yeah. Lakshmi. Okay, there was a promotional slide which was there. Yeah, this is a 30-day free promotional activity, which is for any orders which are happening before the 30th of April. There would be, if you're taking an Azure platform, you want to test it, that's something which we can provide you. It's a free trial, and you can test your application, you can test your response time. And that's something which, you know, there are team members from Tata Communications in the hall who will probably try and help you and address some of that. Yep. I think that's about it from my side, Lakshmi. I think it's your case study.
Thanks. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Hari.
Yeah.
So we have... We have still more slides.
So essentially, if one of the companies has its data center with the Tata data centers, then you would be acting as an express.
We still have slides.
Exchange the route also instead of just the NSP route, right?
Yeah, I mean it'll be always the NSP route for us. But in terms of, you know, it's only a cross-connect away. So you won't have a last mile or you won't have any delay. The speed at which Lakshmi mentioned, that will be something which you'll enjoy. So you'll be able to connect into that service very quickly.
Okay.
So I have one more question. So what about the commitment of your SLA for this connectivity?
I'm sorry, yeah.
What is the connectivity? What is the SLA for this connectivity?
Whatever the SLA is there for your standard MPLS service, you will enjoy the same. So you'll have the same SLA in terms of if you're taking in our tier one data centers, tier one cities, it's 100%. It's, okay. You know, the SLA is 100%. So for a certain architecture. So based on the kind of architecture and the kind of connectivity, it's all based on the MPLS. There is no anything unique we are creating for Express Route. you will enjoy the same reporting and the same service quality.
So as part of Express Route, you have a 99.9% of SLA on availability.
Okay.
So that is something that we assure you. So together with our partners, either it is exchange provider or an NSP, you will get a 99.9% of availability SLA.
Okay.
So I want to really re-emphasize this, because this is something not provided by our competitors also. So even our competitors are not providing this kind of an availability SLA, we do provide this. Quickly, let me take you through the case study. So no, it will not take more than 2 or 3 minutes. So we just thought we will present you with a case study which is large in scale, and that's why we have chosen this Microsoft IT for the study of Express Route. So why the scale of Microsoft IT is actually, Microsoft IT is one of the largest organizations inside Microsoft. They are responsible for all the LOB applications, the ERP applications inside what we use. The HR portal and the payroll, everything is managed by them. So this is the, if you see, the number of site locations is 717 with 114 countries expanded. And look at the number of servers. We have around 40,000 servers on-prem, out of which we have migrated 95% of it to Azure and Windows Azure platform, which Windows Azure pack together with Microsoft Azure, we have migrated. So that's the expanse and the scale of it. And we have a 22 GB of sustained traffic. So that's the extent to which we have the traffic on the IT, MS IT. And we have around 2,302 routers deployed. And they are the first and foremost customers for us for Express Route. And this is the Express Route story here, where they have it deployed in 3 regions. Now there are 279 Express Route circuits deployed. So look at the scale. And this is going to be a very large scale they have deployed, and they are going to expand further to the Asia and EMEA regions as well. A 5 Gbps of sustained hybrid traffic, so which is something you cannot even imagine, right? So, and 4,500 Azure VMs are deployed. And that is the kind of scale we are looking at, and you can take it for sure that Express Route is definitely going to help you, because we have been using it, right? So any, so this is something I wanted to share quickly on the takeaways. Any questions we can take right now? And this is on the takeaway. Make sure that you have one of your provider models. You contact one of your provider models and then contact us, and we'll be sure to help you out in deploying Express Route for you.
So is this connectivity, include the DDoS connectivity? Sorry, no, DDoS production? Is this connectivity include with the DDoS production, or no, DDoS production is an extra charge, or how?
You want to take that?
Kind of,
yeah, sure.
Service, because DDoS protection is based on the amount of bandwidth.
Yes.
So based on the kind of bandwidth you will subscribe for DDoS. Because if you really look at it, this is not an internet service, right? The Express Route connectivity is a private connectivity.
Okay.
So it's an MPLS-based connectivity between Tata and Microsoft. So it is completely secure. It's just extending one leg into the, Azure cloud. So you technically don't require DDoS, but in case you also want the internet kind of connectivity, then that can be DDoS protected.
Okay, is there any production workloads moved to this, and is there any return of investment, case studies made on this, connectivities?
Case studies. Yeah, I can share with you. We can share with you the case studies.
Real-time workloads I'm talking.
Yes, yes. We have the production workloads working here, and this we can share.
Okay.
So any other questions, we are here around, and we can take it up. And please, these are the references. Please go back. And I hope that you got a very good picture of what Express Route is all about. And make sure you go through the e-book that we have. That's a very comprehensive one, which covers in detail on what you will have to do in a technical in-depth e-book. Please do share your feedback as well. Thanks for your time. And we are here around you, and you can stop us for any questions.